The United States cattle on feed down 1%. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Zach Tyndall with Producers Livestock Marketing says that the estimates before last Friday's cattle on feed report were as follows.
Of the estimates ahead of this report on feed to be down close to 1%, placements down somewhere between 8 and 9%, and then marketing's down 13% compared to a year ago.
And those estimates almost hit the nail right on the head. The United States cattle on feed was down 1%. Placements in feedlots during August totaled 1.78 million head, 10% below 2024. And marketings of fed cattle during August totaled 1.57 million head, 14% below 2024.
These cattle on feed reports have kind of taken a back seat. It wasn't that long ago, and especially 3, 4, 5 years ago, this was kind of the focal point every month, and the market definitely traded it. It felt like we traded it for 3 or 4 days and kind of set the tone for the next 30 days. And it seems like we trade it for about 30 seconds, you know, maybe even to 30 minutes on Monday morning. And then we forget about it and get back to what the market's about.
And Zach Tyndall says that all eyes will be on Texas for that cattle on feed report.
Cattle on feed report obviously will dictate how we start next week. All eyes will be on the Texas number, where they're at on placements and cattle on feed. There's quite a few cattle in Kansas that are going south to Texas packing plants. It's been a long time since we've seen that, but they are definitely short numbers in the south. And I guess if there's a glimmer of hope with the cash fundamentals is, you know, the board kind of follows what the Texas trade does. And Texas is really short on cattle right now. And if the Packers want to keep chugging along on the chain speed, they're going to have to step up and buy cattle and maybe push this board higher.
And those Texas numbers in that cattle on feed report, in 1,000-plus capacity feedlots, 2,500,000 head currently on feed, and 340,000 placed on feed within the month of August. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.